every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, welcome in to another edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. At Real Golf is the X handle. Search for us on Instagram or where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Real Golf Radio. Great to be with you. Dave Glauser is our producer. We got a great show for you coming up this week. Sam Hahn, the legend, the CEO of Lab Golf, the mad scientist himself, is going to be joining us coming up in just a few minutes, and it's going to be an extended conversation. I'm so fired up about this. I said it from the beginning. I think what Lab Golf has done this year has to be in and among the best stories, or the story of the year in the game of golf. There's tour stories. I'm not taking away Scottie Scheffler, Rory, you know, Ryder Cup. Like, there's a lot of tour playing stories, but the industry itself, what Lab Golf has done this year is unprecedented in so many ways, and Sam's going to tell us a little bit about that. So look forward to that extended conversation, plus the caddy on the back nine, hour number two of the show. Bob, I'm excited about this one. Just got back from Florida, played the three golf courses at Stream Song, and, you know, as fate would have it, I just so happened to have, they call that the Bandon of the East, and yeah. I hit the real Bandon plus that one, along with Scotland, just in about a 7-week period. Didn't intend for that to all happen, but it did. And it's made me think, of course, spending time at Black Desert as well and what's being built there. What is it that makes such a great golf destination that will attract golfers from around the world, putting together buddy trips, coming out? What are the elements of that? And one of them that seems to be prevalent is this collection of golf course architects. The architects are like artists. It's like, hey, I'm a Beatles fan, you know, or I'm a U2 yep. fan. No, I'm a Fazio fan. I'm an Alistair McKenzie fan. I'm a Gil Hanse fan. I want to play anything Tom Doak does, whatever it happens to be, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So I feel like that's somewhat of a new phenomenon, but we're going to talk about that, the nuances of it. And then, of course, a lot to talk about with the tour as well. Liv's added some changes. We'll talk, get into it all next as we get going. You ready, Bob? I kind of did the whole open there, but I'm going to give you your time. We're going to do that coming up next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at fujikuragolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. It's brought to you by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. BlackDesertResort.com, where you can book your stay and your play at the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. Experience the amenities like the world-class spa, the steakhouse there, Basalt. It's unbelievable. The 20th hole with its great sports vibe and indoor hitting bays. Plus, you got the 36-hole putting course, the TrackMan driving range. It is absolutely awesome place. Check it out. You've seen it on TV with the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour. It is just an awesome destination this time of year. Very difficult to get on, high demand, but get your tee time and find out about exclusive real estate opportunities at blackdesertresort.com. All right. Again, thanks for joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about like golf destinations. And this time of year, you might be turning your attention to say, all right, the leaves are changing. They're falling in my area. I want to start looking at getting something planned because I'm going to really enjoy this holiday season and all the fun with the lights and the snow and the music and the food. And then you're going to be like,
let's go warm.
Lights are off. It's frozen January. I need to be somewhere where there's some green grass. I can chase that little white ball. So as I mentioned in at the top of the show, I found myself over the next last couple of months in some pretty fantastic places, beginning in Scotland, the home of golf, played the old course and the new course at St. Andrews, King's Barnes, and then we went up to the Highlands and played Royal Dornoch, which was a bucket list of mine, Castle Stewart, which is now Cabot Highlands, and again, family trip, would have played more golf, but we went and saw a lot of castles and did all of those things as well, but still, phenomenal trip, terrific golf. A lot of wind, especially up in the Highlands. We had perfect condition at St. Andrews. And then as I was recovering from that long trip, I got invited last minute to a camp turn down trip to Bandon Dunes and ended up playing three of those golf courses, Bandon Dunes, Pacific Dunes, and Bandon Trails. And then, of course, the short courses they have there as well. And then randomly last week, just got the last minute invite to head out to Stream Song in Florida and play those three courses, the blue, red, and black, which are, you know, notable architects as well. Tom Doak, Cor Crenshaw, and Gil Hance. And then David McClay Kidd's building a fourth golf course. So coming off of that, I just got thinking, I'm like, wow, been to a lot of places, Bob. And well, I want to talk about what's the makeup or what needs to be present for a good golf trip. But let me start out by asking this. it seems to be that the biggest marketing, you even heard it there in the little read I just did for Black Desert, the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. When did the architect become the feature, almost like sort of like the artist, like, you know, like, oh, I love the music of this artist or what have you. It feels like there are fans of the architects and their styles, and it becomes this sort of like, you know, cult following a little bit.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that you have these old classic, like Donald Ross, Tillinghast, those guys, they keep showing up, and the classic golf courses that the tour plays and the USGA and the PGA of America, that kind of thing. We see those classic designers. But then I think when this really started to jump into the forefront is you think about Jack Nicklaus and the courses that he's done. And now it's starting to come closer to the professional game. Tiger Woods is doing courses now. Gary Player, Arnold Palmer, those guys started bringing it to the forefront. And then as people started to accept it a little bit more and want to play some of those courses as well, then you start seeing the classic designers, the old designers, the Fazios, like Tom Weisskopf and Black Desert. You start seeing those more, and people are gravitating to those more and more.
Yeah, I think you've got the classics, right? I mean, when you think, at least growing up, I would think, oh man, what it would be like to play Cypress Point or Augusta National or Pebble Beach. I didn't think about, like, I got to go because that was a Alistair McKenzie design whatever, right? But I would even think that, like, Pete Dye kind of started to have, like, you remember, you told me about this when we first started the show. There was a lot of resistance to what Pete Dye did initially, right? I mean, especially when he used a bunch of railroad ties around TPC Sawgrass. Oh. And I think some of the comments were, like, you could light this only golf course you could start on fire or something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, Don January said that.
so there, like, those are some of the things. But then you look at what he did at Whistling Straits, you know, the ocean course at Kiowa, which is one of my favorite that I've played. And then people that followed in kind of his, I don't want to say his shadow, but it maybe that sort of footsteps is like Tom Fazio, Reese Jones, Robert Trent Jones, you know, some of those guys that. And then they started to make, then people started looking back and say, well, where did this all come from? Where does your inspiration come from? And I think a lot of those guys would refer back to the Alistair McKenzies, the Donald Ross. And then you're saying, what do you mean? Well, Alistair McKenzie was the one who designed Cypress Point and Augusta National and Royal Melbourne, probably the top three golf courses in the world that you could, you know, you would ever hope to play. And then others would be like, well, I kind of always appreciated Donald Ross. What do you mean? Well, have you heard of Pinehurst number 2 or Seminole or Oak Hill or some of those, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's where you started to say, oh, there's some artistry here that's got some roots in the historical designs of golf. And now these guys are taking it here. And then you got Pete Dye that's saying, I'm going to totally go out on a sort of out here and do my thing. And then other people started making their, you know, sort of marks on it. Remember, Reese Jones was the U.S. Open doctor for a while. He would come in and sort of update golf courses. So I think that's when people started kind of paying attention. Like, hey, Reese Jones got this ready for the U.S. Open. Okay, well, what is this Reese Jones guy? And then that sort of paved the way for today's guys, where you start to see the Tom Doakes, Cor Crenshaw, Gil Hands, David McClay Kidd, those, and the Nicklaus, like you mentioned.
Yeah, it's. What's really cool is golf is so diverse, and each one of these guys have different things that they like about golf and different things they envision. And you can definitely tell when they put their stamp on a golf course, whether it's a full course or whether it's a redesign or whatever. And that's what's so cool about golf course design and being able to play this game.
Yeah. And I think there was a time when people would hang art on their walls of a certain painter or artist. Yep. And now it's, I got to check off my bucket list with certain golf course architects and artists because that's where I want to play. So anyway, we're going to continue this discussion on the back nine, but a special extended conversation with Sam Hahn, the CEO of Lab Golf, comes up next.
Golf
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and so pleased to, you know, this is a guy that we've been sort of dreaming of having on the show for the entire year now. One of the biggest stories outside of PGA Tour players, if you're thinking like Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, those kinds of stories, think about golf industry and what are the biggest stories of the year. And to me, you have to put Lab Golf at the top of the list. CEO of Lab Golf, Sam Hahn, is kind enough to spend some time with us, and I'm so stoked to have him here on the show. Sam, thanks for being here, man. Good to have you.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure to be here. It was a pleasure meeting you a few weeks ago in Utah, and I'm glad we got to set this up. This is awesome.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you the story. Now, you probably get tired. You were just talking to Bob before we started about how he probably gets tired of hearing his stories about his dad. You probably get tired of hearing stories about how people fell in love with Lab Butters.
By the way, Bob nodded yes.
Yes. No, I did not.
I never get annoyed. I love hearing everybody's journeys with Lab.
Yeah, so, stories about my dad are there are quite numerous, and I love hearing them.
I'm sure.
Well, that's awesome. So I have to share this because I'm fanboying out here a little bit. But I was putting with a blade. I've had various putters over the years, but I was putting with a blade, probably one of the sexiest blades that I've ever had. Super stoked about it. And I started seeing your Instagram ads pop up. The reels were popping up. And, you know, here's Sam, and he's got the revealer. And I just looking at it, and I would tell Bob, off the air or on the air, whatever, I would be like, I'm intrigued with this little lab thing. I'm intrigued. And Bob was just looking at me like, oh, you're so hooked. Because he's seen me get, he sees how I get like with this stuff, right? So I was down at Black Desert. They had one, they had a Mez 1 Max on the rack. I'd never even putted with one. I bought it went out to the putting green. Now here's what's interesting. I started out on the putting green with a little left to right putt. And the first putt I hit, I pulled it. And I was like, that's interesting. So I put it back down and I pulled it again. And I realized, and I hadn't even realized in all the years I'd been putting, that because I fear the little left to right miss as a right hander, that I'm manipulating the putter. And with this putter, I didn't have to do that. I just had to set it up, trust it, let it go. And I did that and boom, ball goes right in the heart. Right in the heart. And I had probably a month of one of those, like you could have done a reel with like all of the lovey-dovey like music in the background. I had a massive honeymoon with that putter where I made, it didn't even matter. It could be on the fringe. It could be on the tee box. All I had to do was stroke it and it was going in. And I've been using it all year. It's phenomenal technology. I absolutely love it. So I just wanted to share that. And I'm sure you hear stories like that over and over again, but I'm curious what you, when you hear that, what are your thoughts? And then we'll get into kind of how this all came to be.
Well, I mean, my first thought is you got there quick and we've been, the company's grown so fast and its identity has changed so much in some ways. And then in other ways it's exactly the same. But, one of the sort of new missions is that we don't want to leave people, at the cash register. You know, they buy their putter and their journey with, you know, the company that they're buying for the putter typically ends when they pay for it.
Yeah.
And they're on, and we want to go the other route. We want to be there for people, and help them with their putting, not just their putters. And, you know, as you discovered, it sounds like real quick, it's a different thing. You know, we've been manipulating putters our entire lives, working to keep them square. And now all of a sudden you got a putter you want to let stay square instead of, you know, forcing it. So, I love hearing about people's journeys because they're all very different, you know, and as time goes on and we accumulate more data and everything, there's certain categories where you see people generally fit into as far as that first month, and some have a honeymoon, some have a hangover, myself included, you know, like the part of the story that I leave out when I talk about, you know, my first directed force putter. Normally the story goes, you know, I got the putter. I was a putting, you know, psychopath beforehand and switching, you know, putters all the time just to ride a honeymoon. And then 6 weeks later, I was a +3.5. I leave out the 2 weeks in between when I got the putter and had this profound experience with it over 7 holes. And then when I first got my own, I was horrible. The worst I've ever putted in my life. I was going around in 40 putts every time, but I was so stubborn because I'd already told all my friends, like, you know, this thing is the answer. And so I played a bunch by myself for those 2 weeks. And I was there's a hole out here at Emerald Valley where our factory is, the 13th hole is this beautiful par 5 along the river. It's really a 3-shot hole, but a couple times a year I can knock it on. And I knocked it on to about 4 feet. I got a 4-foot eagle putt. Straight up the hill, maybe, you know, inside left, doesn't even touch the hole. Like, you know, just, and I literally fell down on the ground and looking up at the sky. And that was when I, you know, had my moment that you had, you know, a lot quicker than I did, which was, you know, if I'm missing, the whole point of what I've seen with my own eyes, with the revealer and what I experienced that first 6 hours with it, is that the putter is seeking square. It's trying to stay square by itself. So if I'm missing putts, we know it's something that I'm doing. And that's when the mentality shifted to letting it stay square. And everybody's got some version of that story.
Right.
You know, we developed some drills and stuff. You check out our YouTube channel, like, you know, kind of hangover cures, we call them. And it helps a lot of people sort of unlock the technology a lot quicker.
So tell us how this all started. How did you start the company and figure this out and it make such a big splash, especially on tour with players and that kind of thing?
Yeah. So I didn't invent the putter. I'm the mouthpiece. And so a lot of people, think it was me that came up with it, but I didn't. The guy's name is Bill Pressey, and he's, just a proper you know, golf tragic, as my friend Phil Scott calls folks like me and others who just pound our heads against the wall in this game. But he'd been in every aspect of the game. He was a teaching professional, was a master club builder by the time he was 20. And it's a longer story, but, you know, long story short, he sort of noticed that all putters twist, you know, and we've had all kind of bought into this narrative around face balance and toe hang and all this stuff. And so he just took that as law the same way that I did and so many other golfers. And through an unusual set of circumstances, noticed that even at address, the second you pick up the putter, it's trying to flop open, in his case with a face balance putter. So to test how putters performed just at address, it wasn't even in motion at this point, he built the first revealer out of a crutch and some fishing wire. So he started hanging putters in a crutch, and, you know, ultimately found that they all flop over the place. And he used that revealer to start drilling holes in different putters to figure out a spot where he could stick the shaft that it would at least stay square at address, and then continue to develop the technology from there. Mm. So that's about 2014. And then I think they had patents and everything approved sort of end of 15, 16. They've got some product now, and they're, you know, developed the first head. And then August of 17, I meet up with a guy who used to teach out here, a fellow named Bob Duncan, who'd come across the putter in Australia of all places, and said, "You got to try this." And he showed me the revealer and he showed me the stuff. And I went out and holed the world over seven. I truly made 150 feet worth of putts in seven holes. And I drove right back to the clubhouse. I bought one on the spot. Already told you what happened after that for the 2 weeks. But then after those 2 weeks of hangover, I went from a one to a plus 3.5. And then the head fell off the putter. So I had to send it back. And I knew of Bill online. We'd connected on some Facebook groups and stuff. But he reached out to, you know, apologize for the head falling off and everything. And we just got to talking and became fast friends. And then a month or two after that, the existing Directed Force company was, you know, just going to close its doors. They couldn't get anything going. And, you know, it's one thing to have an invention, and even one as profound as Bill's invention, but, you know, the getting it into people's hands and actually making a profit is hard. And so I partnered with Bill. We bought out me, my brother, and my dad bought out his existing partners it's coming up on a year that the first conversation I had with my brother and with my dad was Thanksgiving of 2017. Mm. And then the partnership was official April 2018.
There you go. Sam Hahn, CEO at Lab Golf. So you took this concept. Now you've got this thing. What was it about it? What was it that you said, hey, this is something that is going to be successful? Because that's a huge entrepreneurial risk at that point in time, right? I mean, this is a company that already tried and somewhat had failed, and here you come along and have the opportunity to kind of take the next step with it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as I look back on it, like, you know, I'm a very obsessive and very impulsive person, and my personal experience with it was insane. I mean, it was totally insane. That was the best golf I ever played. I got to plus 3.5, is as low as I've ever been, and like, I wasn't even hitting it particularly well at the time. And you know, as I mentioned before, like, I was crazy with putters. I had 50 in my basement. I was tweaking them and bending them and cutting them and lead taping them and re-gripping them. I mean, just anything. And like, nothing felt quite right. And there was always sort of some internal, conflict around my relationship with that narrative I mentioned a minute ago around face balance and toe hang and what kind of, you know, stroke they were supposed to be good for, because my experience didn't line up with that. Mm. And then, you know, once I kind of got the hang of the Reno 2.1 is what the DF was called at the time. All of a sudden putting became like every other stroke sport that I played that I was good at. Like, I'm good at darts. I'm good at pool. I'm good at bowling. And all of these things, I'm just focusing on a target and reacting to it, where putting, I was just so psychotically stroke conscious. And then, you know, three, 4 weeks into my life with the Reno 2.1, all I think about is a target. I just pull the putter back and, you know, swing the head vaguely at the target, and the ball would just go where I was looking. So I was adept enough at equipment in general and analyzing it and everything that I knew that this was a big deal. And then from there, I kind of got to apply some of my previous life experience as a promoter in the music business, but also I was in politics where, you know, the task in politics is changing people's minds. And that's what we had to do. We had the world's ugliest putter. It was ridiculous. It looked crappy. It sounded crappy. It just felt weird. It was just not, you know, made for prime time, but it worked. And so, you know, the task became trying to open people's minds. And then in those really early years, one after another, over and over and over again, people having the exact same experience that I did. And that's when, you know, it was clear, like, this is a thing. This is definitely a thing. This is not snake oil. This is not placebo. This is not any of it. This is a very, very real technological breakthrough. And then from there, it was just about communicating.
Sam Hans, the CEO at Lab Golf. We got to take a break. We'll continue with Sam next right here on Real Golf Radio.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Tease the season at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, featuring the new Bushnell Wingman HD speaker. This revolutionary speaker has a built-in 3.5-inch touchscreen with front, center, and back distances, now $199. Don't forget, we have gift cards in any amount for the special golfer in your life. Shop us in-store or online at worldwidegolf.com. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, proudly serving golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, continuing with our guest CEO at Lab Golf, Sam Hahn. And we've been talking about kind of how this got started. Let's just get right to the technology. I mean, to cut to the chase, were all the other putters done wrong to this point in time? Or do you adopt the philosophy that there's a better way to do it, But every golfer is so different that maybe it's not for everybody, or maybe there's a reason why they have certain, you know, so many club manufacturers for different kinds of clubs. Where do you kind of fit on that? Because for me, it just, it was a light bulb moment when I realized that I had been manipulating the putter, and now all I have to do is line it up and make the stroke. Now, again, I'm not a pro golfer. I don't take the time to be perfect at it. But for the most part, if I get that thing online, it feels like it almost swings itself and it goes. And that's a fun feeling. Like, it makes a hard sport more fun. And to me, that's a win. So I have a hard time thinking I'm ever going to go away from this thing. But that said, what's your thoughts technologically? Why this took so long to kind of become adopted, and now you're being copycatted? And was everything else wrong, or is it just different? That's a big question. Sorry about that.
No. It's, I mean, we talk about this all the time here, and you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that 100% of everybody that's ever bought a lab putter had a, you know, remarkable experience with it and putts better. And it breaks my heart when I see it. You know, I see people online saying, you know, bought this thing, tried it, didn't work for me. Most of the time, I know why. You know, the habits and philosophies and instruction that we've all had is designed around managing torque and managing the club face. And so there is a bit of a departure in mentality from what we've learned in the past to how best to use these things. I would say that like just now, just this last year or so, we're starting to get buy-in from the instruction community, where for a really long time, they were the last people on board. And the theory basically being, no, you need torque to tell you where the putter face is. And without, you know, that twisting and some of that resistance somewhere, you sort of, you know, lose feel. I don't buy it. I definitely accept that there are people who are used, like particularly at the super, you know, high-end professional level, these people absolutely use torque to tell them where the putter face is, because that's what they've trained themselves into, and that's why they're so good. They don't need it. If they wanted to make the change, but it is a change, and professional golfers don't like hearing that they got to make changes in order to, you know, unlock technology. Why would they change what's, you know, gotten them to where they are? For the rest of us schmoes, you know, like we, whether we realize it or not, for the most part, what I see is amateurs treat their putters as though they were designed the way that ours are. They treat their putters as though all they have to do is just kind of swing it back and swing it through, and it should arrive, you know, where it started and send the ball down the line. I think that if you asked, a very experienced fitter or, you know, a high level coach 2 years ago, I think they'd say lab golf is helping to complete the 360 degrees of where a face is oriented. We've got toe down and you've got face up, and now we've got toe up, and nobody's really explored toe or face down, you know, but the Dandy did, and a couple others in the past. And so they would have at best put it in as like another option. I vehemently disagree with that. I mean, and I've seen it before my own eyes, and there's some people, they plug and play immediately. As far as like the whole stroke type thing, I mean, one of the craziest things that we see is for doing nothing other than using the putter, somebody will come into our studio here, get fit for a putter. Let's say they have excessive face to path rotation. And by doing nothing other than just using the putter for 2 weeks, they come back and we test them again and it's reduced. And they don't even know that it is. So stroke types, in my mind, are derivative of the putters that we've been using. Stroke types are created out of certainly some biomechanics and some realities of our, you know, body types, hand size, grips, and all that stuff. But a lot of it, a lot of why people open and close the blade, you know, I mean, your dad, you know, even though talked about square to square a whole lot, there was, you know, at least as I understand it, quite a bit of face rotation. They needed to hear, they needed to feel as much resistance as is possible in order to sort of attack the torque profile of their putters. Now you just don't have to do any of that. Now you don't even think about the face. You just pull the shaft back and let it do its thing. So, and I'm sorry for the really long answer here, but the let's say a spider putter or a, you know, a toe hang mallet putters typically have the highest torque output. So let's put that, let's call that a 10, you know, a flow neck two ball or something like that is a 10, and lab is a zero. I think the space between zero and three is where the let's tailor this thing to you space exists. I don't think that four through 10 is helping anyone. And, you know, and lab will here at lab will continue to explore that and how best to fit people and accommodate people and their idiosyncratic strokes and bad habits and all that stuff.
So your face angle, it needs to be square at impact to be able to make more putts. Lie angle, tell me about lie angle, and also tell me about the grips, the press grips that you guys use.
Yeah, great question. On the grips, lie angle. Look, unfortunately, the golf industry has gotten. I don't mean this as insulting to the number of extraordinary professionals and manufacturers and club designers that got us where we are. The advancement is in equipment, particularly this last 35 years, has just been amazing. But there are points at which most manufacturers need to make hard choices around, are we going to try to accommodate everybody or are we going to run everything right up the middle? Putters are no exception, where they're all between 33 and 35 inches. And they're all 70 or 71 degrees. And if you golf enough and you're in the know, yeah, you know, somebody can bend your putter for you. But like, I was an avid golfer and I had no idea I could get my putter bent until like 2 years before lab. And everybody's a little different and their hands are different and their I have big hands, very long forearms, short biceps. And that makes it, for low hands for me. And there was, every time I set down a putter, I'd see it off the rack. If I just gripped it naturally, the toe was way off the ground, 3, 4, 5 degrees. Like most of my putters are at 66 degrees, which is 4 or 5 degrees flat, depending upon the manufacturer. And nobody will make me that putter. And so we just wanted to make sure that all of the golfers didn't have to get into some box and grip it and stand like Tiger and whatever. We've got some great stories of some people with some wild setups who used to never putt even remotely well. And then you give them a putter that actually fits them and fits how they want to stand, not how their instructor wants them to stand, because this isn't a full driver swing where we need to maximize ground pressure and this and that. It's freaking putting. We're just trying to roll a ball, into a small little hole here. Like we don't need to be in these incredibly, athletic positions. We can stand how we want to stand. So yes, we prioritize people's length and lie. And then our manufacturing process, the reason our putters are so expensive is that if you change any one of those factors, length, lie, grip, swing weight, anything, it ultimately changes the torque profile of the putter. So every single putter needs to be hand balanced and there's no way around it. And that's why we do what we do. Remind me your other question.
Press grips.
So, this is the one, by the way, this is the putter that where the head fell off, the original Reno, 2.1 with our fish hook logo on there. And
yep. Love it. Oh,
Bill's signature up on the flange.
That's cool.
So the Bill knew he wanted to make a super, super stable club head. So that's why he made it big. And then the technology starts with locating the shaft in proximity to the center of the mass, which as we can see is way behind the face. So generally onset for most people, and it's changing a little bit. We're watching, different manufacturers mess around with onset and how it works. But generally, if the face is this far in front of the hands, the face is going to be getting to the ball before the hands do. Therefore, the blade hasn't quite rounded the corner and you miss a lot of putts to the right. So what Bill did that was so brilliant, so he balances it by sticking the shaft where he does, but he started making them with forward lean. So the shaft is leaning forward 2 degrees here, so that by the time you get to the top of the shaft, it's back out in front of the face like it would be on any other, marginally offset putter rather than onset. But now you got a crooked shaft. So, it's kind of awkward just unless you're somebody that really naturally likes to see the shaft leaning forward. This is very awkward. So then he created the press grip, which then leans back. So now the target side of the grip is, 90 degrees to the ground and ends up in front of the face like, and creates some offset. So the press grip is an ergonomic accommodation. It is not completely necessary. We also, JJ Spawn uses a, that DF3, it's got plenty of onset. It's got some shaft lean, but he already likes to kind of feel his, his wrist, bowed out and leaning forward anyway. So he's able to use a straight grip, but they help ergonomically more than anything.
Sam Hans, the CEO at Lab Golf, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. One of the things that's interesting, people will say, oh, you're going with a Lab, which, by the way, at my club, it's not unusual to have 2 to 3 in our group that are rolling Lab putters right now. It's remarkable. But when somebody's seeing it, oh, you went with the Lab, and they, can I try it? Of course you can try it. The very first putt they hit it about 3 feet because they look at the size of that thing and they think this thing is going to come rocketing off. This thing's a sledgehammer. I want to know what is it that you do? And maybe this is something you don't say to the public, but what is something that is that massive that has that soft of a feel? Because I absolutely love the soft feel. Some putters, very prominent putters, have a very firm face, and the ball feels like it shoots off a little bit. That's okay. A lot of people like that. I like that soft feel. And I tell people, go ahead and stroke that thing because surprisingly it is soft. I'm speaking specifically of my Mez 1 Max. It is just butter off there.
There's a couple of different things that take place that do ultimately reduce the ball speed. But what's really interesting is a lot of it is actually sonic and tactile experience. The ball, so like, we just came out with the Oz One Eye. So it's the Oz One had the same face that's on your Mez. So same very thin grooves into 6061 aluminum, very, very soft feel. And we made the eye, which is a stainless insert on it. And it's faster, but not nearly as fast as people think it is. Mm. Like, we hand it to, some of our college guys out here and they'll try and like, whoa, that's way faster. It's actually about 2-3% faster, but the sound, the click, the firmness, gets it, kind of feeling like it's coming off the fast
sound is feel, right?
Yeah.
Sound is feel.
Yeah.
And to answer your question on ours, there's a couple things. Number one, those grooves definitely slow the ball speed down. 6061 is really soft is the third thing. And two, the further back the CG is, the slower the putter is. Higher MOI, more forgiveness across the face, but the less, mass is transferred to the ball or inertia is transferred to the ball at impact. And so you'll notice with some of our putters, like even like your Mez, is a little bit onset. If you went and tried a DF3 or a 2.1, it's even slower because it's the same material, but the CG is just that much, further back. And this is the fight that driver designers struggle with, is that the further back you put the CG, the more forgiving it is. The further forward you put the CG, the hotter it is. Mm. So you're always, kind of playing whack-a-mole, trying to figure out, which one's going to be best for you.
Sam, we appreciate your time. I know we're just about out, but can you just note, what are those milestones through this journey where you just went, wow, these are noteworthy? Obviously the JJ Spawn putt, maybe some of the manufacturers copying what you're doing. I mean, just talk, what were some of those things where you were just, you sit back and go, what have we done here? This is amazing.
Yeah, there's been a couple. One day I'm going to write the book. I promise I'm going to do it because it's a special thing that happened with Lab and all the people involved and all the people that helped us get there. The first very big break that we got, when it was just Bill and I arguing on Facebook, which was basically all we did for marketing, was just arguing with people in golf blogs and stuff like that, was this one guy, Brett Douglas. They call him the Birdman. He's a mouthy cuss from Tennessee, and he was just giving us crap for a year. Finally gets his own putter and he makes a video, and I'll spare the language, but it was colorful to say the least, and held the directed force right up to the camera and it's a directed force. this is a time we're selling 5, 7, 8, 12 putters a month, and all of a sudden we were selling 100. Just wow. This one guy on book. And so that was kind of, tier one. Tier two, we got favorable reviews from Rick Shields and Peter Finch at about the same time in 2020. Business tripled overnight, never went back. We put out the Mez was a big deal. Now finally we had something that wasn't the big branding iron, and you know, people could step into it. Without question, the biggest sort of single moment that, you know, changed everyone involved's life was when Lucas Glover won back-to-back tournaments. I mean, it was just off the charts. And and then you know, as a lot of people know, we recently partnered up with a PE firm, and and that was a big deal going through that transaction. And there was something that felt unsettling about it for, you know, for most of that 7 month long process of getting that deal done. And when JJ made that putt, that feeling went away. Like, you know, just it sort of wrapped up chapter one of Lab Golf in this, you know, perfect bow. And and you know, to accomplish what we did in the period of time that we did is totally unprecedented. It's never happened before. There's never been a company that's gone from where we were in 2019 to where we are now. And just to have that moment, you know, etched into history forever. I mean, that was one of the most, that'll be one of the most iconic moments in major championship history for years to come. And, so, you know, those are the public facing ones for a story for another time, with all the internal kind of milestones that we experienced. And, we'll do that some other time.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Well, it's awesome. Congratulations on the success. Why I started out the interview by saying I think it's one of the greatest stories in the game of golf. This year, people will look at it, hey, overnight success, right? And as you just heard, that overnight success has taken a decade or more. But that's usually how it goes, huh?
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Sam. We appreciate your time and insights. We could probably go for another hour, but being sensitive to your time, we appreciate it. And congrats again. And you know what? Thank you. Just since we have the chance, thank you for helping me and making me a better putter. And I think there's a lot of golf fans out there that would have the same sentiment.
It is our pleasure. And please reach out anytime if you need help with your putting at all. Bobby, what are you putting with?
I'm putting with a Toulon, but I need to get one of yours.
Sean line one.
let's get that sorted. Hit us, shoot me an email after this and we'll get you sorted.
I would hate to see Bob pretty much makes everything he looks at, Sam. So if he starts, you give him a little more technology, it could be scary, but right, he's got those Casper genes. It just works. Sam, you're the best. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Sam Hahn, CEO, Lab Golf, labgolf.com for more information on the putters that we just discussed. Wow, that was super cool. And I'll say it again. I think it's the story of the year in golf. Stay tuned. The back nine, hour number two, coming up next.